All right, does everyone feel better now?
Yes.
A little root beer and pizza. We're going to do a few case studies. We'll just see how long we can, see how long I can last. So I think we'll work in our groups. So our groups are just, can you just work at your table there? Is that a good enough group? Okay, can we put the first one up? How would you address the following situation given the staff member's themes? Ding Dong is your newest staff member, having just joined your team in the last month. He has the following themes: achiever, command, belief, discipline, focus. It's clear from the get-go, the outset, that he likes to take charge and be in charge. Unfortunately, the rest of the team see him as bossy and are starting to avoid having to work with him. However, there's no denying that Ding Dong is passionate about work and is effective in getting his tasks done. How will you lead Ding Dong? How will you manage the rest of your team in relating with Ding Dong? Is that it? Go. Somebody write them down. ACBDF. Go. Can you go back to the question? Go back to our question now, okay? People are using mobile phones, but those mobile phones are illegal in my class. You know what I find very humorous is that when the name Ding Dong came up, nobody laughed. I mean, but you're used to it. If that name came up in an American setting, we couldn't get past that first slide. Oh, Ding Dong, okay. Go ahead, teens, begin to discuss. I know. Now, you know, in the United States, we have Ding Dongs. Have you ever had a U.S. Ding Dong? Do you know what a real Ding Dong is?
Doorbell.
No. It's a pastry. Have you ever seen, do you know the game hockey?
Yeah.
Have you know what a hockey puck looks like?
Yeah.
A ding dong is shaped just like a hockey puck. So it's got a chocolate layer on the outside, and then cake, and in the middle there's cream. That's a ding dong. Not these nutty kind of things. So Ding Dong is like a cupcake. Nice, though. Okay, discuss. How are we going to solve Ding Dong's problem? How will we manage the rest of your team in relating with Ding Dong? Okay, time is up. Time is up. Let's see. I need a volunteer. JL, thank you for volunteering. Go ahead, represent your team. That's a whole group over there is all communications.
Yes.
Okay.
Talk
to us, communications.
All right. First.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Thank you. Go, JL.
To lead Ding Dong, we will begin by sitting him down and giving him clarity.
Clarity.
Yeah, not.
I'm gonna give him clarity right
clarity.
Here.
Clarity. Yeah,
see, this
I'll
is going
give
real
you clarity.
Clear. What does that mean, JL?
Yeah, clarity in his job description,
yes.
His roles and responsibilities, and his scope, and which also is also his the chain to be aware of the chain of command and the processes there. And then we will give him a list of his tasks. Since he's an achiever, he will enjoy having a list that he can check from every single day.
Okay.
Then because also he's a disciplined and focused, we will making him see that there's a process here, that things here are not just random like that.
Yeah.
He will see that there's a flow,
yeah.
There's a chain of command, so he can follow, he can ride on that train.
And everything will be beautiful.
So, supposedly. Clarity. So we'll start
I'm
with
not
clarity.
Feeling a lot of confidence in your plan for some
Yes, yes. Clarity even for us there. And then...
But the problem is... He's a pain in the butt. He's irritating everybody. What are you doing about that?
For everyone else, what we thought of for the rest of the team is first to explain why we hired this person. What is his value? That's why we invested in that value.
Okay.
So this is what he's going to contribute to this team, but it won't happen if they don't interact and work with him, because they won't be able to guide him also.
Yeah, what if they tell you, but he's a pain in the neck?
But with the clarity that we just
gave
him.
That's going to completely change his problem, right? He'll be like transformed. Oh, I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to do that.
Well, it's a start. It can be a beginning.
Okay. Ryan, what are your thoughts?
Okay, I'm commanded. So other than that one, I think it's very important that you focus on the person personally and mold it, deal with him on his character. I think there's a huge tendency for command people to go on the dominating and dictatorship side.
Yeah. So how are you gonna stop
if that? If this person has character and he's able to control that one and just lead with the right character, I think then the rest would follow.
And, okay. Everything will be beautiful.
I think so. I think if he has the character for the job, I think he's gonna be a good leader. So
let me hear from the back table. Who wants to represent the back table? Back table. Back, yeah. The back table.
Well,
Jana, what do you got to say?
For us, for Ding Dong, because he has this, team, like achiever, command, belief. He has this tendency, really, to be overpowering and domineering.
Yes. What you going to do about that?
And as a leader, I think to be able to build trust, the first thing that I will do is really spend time with this person, knowing him, knowing this person more on a more personal level.
Okay.
And in that case, Ding Dong will have this in his heart that this person really cares for me more than doing the job more, something like that. So in that case, Ding Dong will learn to submit on me as his leader.
Yeah.
And for the other one, how will you manage the rest of your team in relating with Ding Dong? The same thing is that I will start with building the relationship of them. I will build their relationship more so that the rest of the team will know Ding Dong more also.
Okay.
And the otherwise, they will be able to build relationship. So Ding Dong will be able to practice his command, belief, discipline, and achiever, because he can do a lot of things, and you can actually maximize his talent, and he has lots of potential being achiever, command, belief, and discipline box.
And everything will be beautiful.
Yeah, I hope so.
I guess she wants you to talk, Mike.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
What do you think about what these two teams have said?
I tried to digest one of them. Yeah. To add on what Jonna said earlier, I mean, she mentioned that to talk to Ding Dong, and that's also our thoughts as well.
Just talk to him, huh?
Yeah. Talk to him, not just. But to acknowledge and affirm him as well, to acknowledge his strengths and what that strength could do to the team, and also the consequence of that strength as well. has done to the team as well. And for us, we look at this, to affirm him as well, so to in a way to put his guards down so that he'll be able to listen to other thoughts. And we think that we're thinking that if we can just assign him a certain task, a specific task to work on, so he won't be getting bothering others or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then everything will be beautiful.
Well,
right?
We hope so.
Is anybody gonna confront him? Is there any? I mean, we're befriending him. We're telling him nice things. We're encouraging him. Is there any? It sounds like he needs a good slap in the face. Lovingly, of course. Rhea, what do you have to say?
Okay, because we're Filipinos, we will approach this using a sandwich principle. No, I'm kidding. No, but really, our agreement in the team is we have to confront Ding Dong.
Good.
Hi. So, anyway, first we will encourage him, thanking him for, you know, being very task-oriented and achieving, doing his responsibilities well. And then we actually confront him, saying that, I have noticed that you seem to have difficulty working with the team. Why do you think that is? So getting input from him and all that.
That's so nice.
And the next.
I just say, look, dude, you're irritating everybody. Is anybody going to do anything like that?
Yes.
Angelo is.
We've been discussing. We're going to affirm the contribution that he's doing.
Yes, of course.
But at the same time, we also will be upfront to him that he's not also working with the team.
Good.
He may be accomplishing certain tasks, but at the same time, the rest of the team is not.
So we're going to give him a little correction.
Yes.
Is every team going to correct, or JL, are your team going to correct him? Don't you think he knows the correct way? Yeah, I don't think it's a question of clarity. He just wants to take over. Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with that. He wants to take over the team. Yeah, Chai?
I think we should be reminded that we're looking at this as his strength.
Yeah,
and
good.
We could take advantage of the strength.
Yeah.
And not focus more on, it's kind of like a threat for the team. Like what we have discussed earlier, be reminded of the five foundations of a team. We need to establish trust amongst the team.
Yeah.
And then, because clearly in real life experience, we have a colleague whose number one strength is achiever.
Yeah.
And at first we found a bit, difficulty in relating with her because she really is so... No, that's not her. And all of us has this responsibility theme. No, it's Val. And she is really professional.
Stop trying to guess, please.
She's really very professional, and she would really deliver, and we appreciate her for that. But we needed to establish the trust, that she would learn to trust the other members of the team, that they can also deliver as well as what she can. And learning that it's not all on her, that should she be leaving on a vacation or so, that someone can just cover for her. That's what we do in the team. So
okay.
I think communication is very important. So.
Thank you. Let's try one more. Who do we got? Sandy? That's not an interesting Filipino name. Sandy hardly speaks in meetings. She normally just sits in her corner during discussions and chooses not to give her opinion when asked, especially in heated discussions. Yet, the few times you have heard her speak, her opinion was filled with wisdom and helpful insights. When she took the StrengthsFinder test, she got the following results: input, intellect, and harmony, deliberative, analytical. How can you get Sandy to input more into your meetings and discussions? Go back one slide. There we go, IIHDA. Got that? IIHDA. All right, discuss. Okay, let's hear from, how about this middle table right here? Lynn, your group. Who's going to be the rep?
Me. Hi. Okay.
Talk to us. What are we going to do with Sandy?
With Sandy.
Yeah, we need to help her. How can we help her?
As her leader, I would set a one-on-one meeting with her.
Okay.
Because since she's deliberative and we have to set, kumbaga, build the trust first. Since deliberative is, that's me.
Yeah.
So I prefer yung tawag dun. I prefer yung, I have to trust first the person before I am able to speak.
Good.
So one-on-one meetings is kind of effective for deliberative.
Yeah.
Like me. And then on meetings, constantly ask, constantly engage Sandy on in the conversation, in the like asking, do you have anything in mind, Sandy? Like that. And then just constantly encourage her that what she will deliver or say in the meeting is important to the it's important to the meeting.
Yeah, great.
There.
Thank you. How about this middle section right here? Anna, your team. Go.
So for...
You've been selected.
For us, we will give her time.
Extra
time, yeah, to prepare for the meeting. So ahead of the meeting, we will give her the agenda so that she can think it over. So that,
that's a good idea.
And then we will also encourage her to speak up. We will tell her that there's no right or wrong. It's also a healthy discussion between the meeting.
So you deliberative, would that help you? Just by encouraging you? Is that going to do it?
Not really. Sorry.
Yeah.
But the agenda will help.
Yes. Say
you
last thing.
Giving the agenda before the meeting—that's
a good idea, isn't it?
Helps a lot.
Yeah. Well, intellection was on there too, so we want to think about it in advance, and analytical too. So that showed good insight, I think, in looking at their themes and what could help them.
Actually, I'm deliberative, analytical, and harmony. I'm 65.
60%
Sandy.
Yeah, 60% Sandy. Oh, that's funny. Did any other team have one other interesting suggestion that they could contribute? Joy?
We agree with what has been given as inputs. The other thing that we'd ask when we sit down with Sandy would be to inform her and to ask her cooperation that in future meetings, we will be calling on you to give your thoughts so that whenever a meeting is done and she's called upon to talk, it will not come as a surprise.
So, ladies, what do you think? Would that help? Go ahead. Is that going to help you?
Yes.
That will help?
Yes.
You like
because,
that?
Yeah. Because that sets what will happen in the future.
Good.
So that's...
Yeah. Great. Excellent. Good job, team. I think that'll be our last one. I'm fading. So I've gone from standing on the stool... I'm about to lay on the ground here. That's probably time to quit. So, Giselle, do we have any comments? Do we have to say anything? Announce away.
So for next week, our class will be on a Friday. So it's going March 28th. We already forwarded.
Did they know that already?
Yes, we emailed and posted in our Facebook group. So in the morning, we will have Pastor Steve. And Ooh-hoo. Then in the afternoon, Pastor Paul.
Well, that's a power day, isn't it?
So for today, that's it. So thank you. We can all leave early.